Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
When you head out with your little baby the first time or the second time, are you loaded for bear with so much stuff? Do you just have a diaper bag that is packed because you're not sure what you might possibly need and you don't want to go out without having it, and you bundle this little tiny thing up so that they can't even see but little eye holes? My guest is Dr. Lisa Asta. She's a clinical associate professor of pediatrics at the University of California at San Francisco. So Dr. Asta, welcome to the show. Let's talk a little bit about heading out with baby. Supplies. People want to know the must-haves. What do you suggest to people that they put in that diaper bag and keep in that diaper bag so that when they're out with the baby, they have those things?
The most important things have to be diapers, a change of clothes, and depending on where your baby is at with their feeding schedule, is something to eat. Those are the main things.
Okay, so diapers. You got to have all the diapering supplies because it's pretty much guaranteed your baby's going to go to the bathroom when you go out, even if they just went.
Absolutely, and lots of diapers, because if you have started from the beginning with a baby, you know that sometimes one diaper change means more than one diaper.
Well, and also, you know, if one messes up, you need to bring a bunch of them with you, and wipes. And then I always had the, you know, diaper rash cream just in case I was out somewhere and I changed their diaper and went, oh, I was a walking medicine cabinet with my kids. I always had Tylenol and, you know, little baby gas drops. And I know you're not really supposed to do that. But are there certain medications you just think you should just kind of keep around in case?
I think it depends on how long you're going out and what's been going on lately. So if your child has a cold, or you think they're coming down with a cold and you're going to grandma's for the afternoon or the day, or you're leaving the baby with the sitter, you know, it's reasonable to have a fever-reducing medication as well as the appropriate dropper that goes with that, and an understanding of where you're at with the dose based on the baby's age. A diaper cream is an absolute great thing to have. You know, I think depending on people's how complete you want to be packed, you could put some for the baby who's over 6 months of age and is starting to eat solid foods. If you really wanted to cover your bases, you could have some diphenhydramine in case you needed to treat for some kind of hives from a plant contact. You know, it's hard to get a small bottle of that, so you have to sort of think whether that. You know, if you're going out for a long hike and don't have access to things, you know, it might be perfectly reasonable. The only other additional medication other than a fever reducer might be some diphenhydramine, which is antihistamine liquid. But you would also have to have the dropper, and you'd have to have the dose from your doctor.
So you have to just make sure to think of those things if you might need them. If you're just going to a neighbor's house, you certainly don't need to grab all those things. What about food? As you said, with little babies, you know, you want to make sure to bring, well, if you've got your breasts with you, that pretty much takes care of that. But if you're formula feeding, and then if they are into solid foods, bringing baby food around, how does that work? If it's refrigerated baby food, not so nice.
I think you're going to plan your day based on where you're going, and traveling with little babies is sort of like going to the moon sometimes, and you have to bring all your life support system. So, you know, babies at 4 months are having solids once a day, 6 months twice a day, 9 months three times a day. If you're going to be out during those meal times, you're going to bring some solids to offer. And if it is a baby food that you've made at home or requires refrigeration, then you have to do what you would do with transporting breast milk, is put it in a little cooler. Sometimes people will just feed a container of prepared baby food that they just leave, you know, at room temperature, and you'll have to have your spoon to be able to do that. And for the older baby that's finger feeding, you know, usually beyond 9 months, depending on where you're going, you can usually order something that is not highly spiced and would be appropriate for you to, you know, pick off tiny little pieces and offer for baby to feed, and then have cup or bottle or breast for them to drink.
Well, you bring up a very good point, because if you are going out for a meal, most places, if your child is eating solid food at that point, you can order a few pieces of plain pasta, or that's what you order, and you just make sure to rip a few little pieces. And, you know, you can always ask for some of these things. Can you steam a carrot for me and just bring it to me? And that kind of thing. You know, restaurants are pretty good, especially if your baby's not sitting there screaming and annoying all the rest of the people in the restaurant.
I think that it's definitely possible to ask. I think it depends on where you're going and sort of think ahead. And places will, you know, it's part of the reason is to have a child that will be relatively accepting of many things and not get into the habit of feeding them the same thing over and over again, so that if you cannot get exactly what they're used to, that they're reasonable enough to try something, you know, slightly different.
Well, and I think as a parent who fed my children everything, and now as a result, I'm lucky enough to have, you know, older children that will eat everything and can go anywhere, you know, I think that it's important, as you say, to feed a variety of foods and really get that in, so that if you are out and about with baby, you don't just have to stick to the normal foods. Bring a little avocado, bring it just the way it is, and then you can scoop out little pieces and feed them little bits of mushed up avocado and things. And boy, that banana, those travel very well, avocado and banana, and that's a meal for baby right there. Now, what about strollers? You know, God, there's some big ones, Dr. Asta. There's some little tiny easy ones. There's ones that can go as car seats and then become plane carriers. I mean, there are just so many now.
I think that reading about how people have used or look at them and think about how you might use them over time, most people are using a stroller until children are about 4 years of age. When babies are little, oftentimes it's convenient to have a convertible stroller that you can also have the car seat clip into, but you're not going to use this much more than 4 to 6 months. So you may want to have a stroller that reclines a tiny bit for the younger infant and then can be a more sit-up stroller when they're older. The other options are getting strollers that are just, you know, a simple umbrella stroller that's very inexpensive. You know, you're going to the zoo, you're going to the park, sometimes you need to leave the stroller in the stroller park. You know, you need to be sort of mindful about, you know, how expensive a stroller you leave in certain places is something to think about, and, you know, how long you're going to use it and how large a child it will accommodate. And you may find that you have a number of strollers that you're using over your baby's career and that you can get into less and less of a stroller as they get older.
Well, that was certainly a lesson I learned too, because my stroller didn't have a canopy. And every time I would walk my baby or go out to I would be like, why don't I have it? So we sort of built a makeshift canopy with some blankets put over the top and whatever. But I do want to recommend to parents, it's like a luggage rack, and it's just, you use it for that infant car seat, and they're very, very inexpensive, and you can keep it in your car so that the little baby car seat just fits right in there, and then you can use that instead of carrying those heavy car seats. That's a huge thing, Dr. Asta, people carrying those car seats around.
They are very uncomfortable to carry and mechanically difficult, especially as the baby gets older, to carry the car seat around. So yes, one that snaps in is nice. If, you know, they do have a limited lifespan of probably no more than 6 months for the snap-in, but if it does convert and you can use it with an older baby, you know, then you get much more time and flexibility out of the stroller. And yes, whether it fits in your car, whether you have to carry it up to the stairs of your house, these are all things to think about: the weight, the cost, and you know, the accessories, and having a space underneath for your diaper bag is, you know, storage space underneath, especially if you're out shopping. These are all good things to think about.
And the less things that you have to carry that become biomechanically harmful to you, that can hurt your back, carrying that car seat around. And when you're thinking about food and bringing food along for your baby, and you're bringing your diapering supplies, don't forget a little change of clothes, some extra little nappies for the baby, some extra little onesies. Make sure that you have clothing that's appropriate to the weather and to where you might be going, if there is a change in climate where you might be going. So bring those change of clothes. Don't you load yourself down, but just think of the things that you really might need. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Have a great day and stay well.